Time for Let's Talk, and as promised, with me in the mobile unit, I've got Sipho Mofokeng. Sipho, good afternoon and welcome to the show, man.
Afternoon, sir.
Sipho, let's start off somewhere right away. I want to hear from you, man. Where did you grow up, and how did you start working for Working on Fire?
Okay, thank you very much once again. Well, I grew up in this little township called Clarence. I think most of the people around Bethlehem, they know about it.
Yeah, no, Clarence is one of our biggest listenership. So, yes. All the people of Clarence are listening to you.
Yep. Well, I grew up in there, went to school in there, and I think almost my entire life it is spent in Clarence. That's how much I love Clarence.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, if you live in such a beautiful place, you don't really want to go anywhere else.
No. I don't want to go anywhere. I want to spend almost the rest of my life in Clarence. I love the place. Mm.
Yeah. And so how did you start working for Working on Fire?
Well, I started Working on Fire, let's say, then actually I was a waiter in one of the restaurants in Clarence. And then one of my friends was already a firefighter. So they advertised a post on the internet, and then others on the, then they put like posters on the streets.
Yes.
And then he just said to me, man, look, you've been doing all the runnings from school. So how about you can come and try your luck here? Maybe, you'll never know. Then maybe you might get hired. I said, okay, then give me the dates and everything that is needed. So I just went there and then tried my luck. Only found that it wasn't just a luck, but then I made it.
Yeah.
It was on the 7th of March, 2011. Sure. That's how far back it is.
So that means it's about almost 13 years now.
Yes.
Now, Sipho, what exactly is your job at Working on Fire?
Well, now I think I started first as a firefighter, like normal. Then they started maybe doing my work the way it's supposed to be done. And then I got promoted to be a supervisor. And then from there also promoted again to be a senior supervisor. And then whilst I'm still doing my work, and then everything that's needed to be done also the way it's supposed to be, then that's where I got recognized to be now appointed as a base manager. That means I'm now responsible and managing the Working on Fire team that is based in Clarence.
Yeah,
the Working on Fire team, the firefighters, their equipment and everything, even the base that they're staying with, then I'm the one who's responsible for it now.
Because I don't think all of our listeners know, but Working on Fire is an international thing, actually. Like, it started, I think, here in South Africa. But, I mean, the other day we heard about that massive fire in Canada, and also how the Working on Fire workers are sent there.
Yes, I can say Working on Fire now it's an international thing, because now it's easy for us, and it's possible that every firefighter can be deployed to Canada. As maybe you've been seeing during the news or the media, that Canada is burning like horribly is burning now.
Yeah.
And then some of the firefighters from Working on Fire here in South Africa, they've been deployed there. I think now they've put 600 or more now. That's how bad the fire is. It is now in Canada.
And that's only the people from Working on Fire. That's not their own fire departments or other lifelines around the world.
Yeah, I think for now, from South Africa, it's from Working on Fire.
Yeah.
I think there are also some other firefighters from other countries that are also there in Canada.
And I also saw that a big part of Europe is also burning at the moment, with their summer temperatures just getting higher and higher. I think, it's very important, the work that you do.
It's very important. It is very important. Even though it's a hard work, but then it is important on the other hand.
Now, Sipho, not only are you a worker for Working on Fire, but in your spare time, you also love to run marathons.
Yes, that's true. And then also, the love of running a marathon started way back when I was still in high school. I used to run in school, but just for fun. I was just playing. But I only found that this is something that I can actually make a living out of it, like I'm trying to do just now.
Yeah, so you want to go, you want to be a professional marathon runner?
That's my dream,
sure.
To be one of the professional runners in South Africa.
Now, you said the love for running started at school, but when did you take it seriously? When did you decide, okay, I'm going to push to be a professional marathon runner?
Well, I started in 2019. That's where I said, oh man, if I can take this seriously, then I can make something out of this. Then I can go somewhere. So in 2019, that's where I started to run in marathons.
Now, except for that, I mean, you don't have much spare time. So in your spare time, you do the marathon running, and you also help the community. Am I correct if I say that?
Yes, you're right. In my spare time, then that's where I can do my trainings. And then even those that are also interested in joining or maybe running the marathons, then I'm helping them. Even though there are sometimes when I train, there are school kids that can come to me from primary or high school. They come and join me, and then we do one session a day.
So you do one session a day?
Yep. I do one session with them a day, but then for myself alone, yeah, personally, I do two sessions a day.
So that's your training schedule, is you do two sessions every day?
Yes, I do two sessions every day.
How long is a session?
Well, it will depend, because each and every day, it's got each specific session from my, because I'm training like 6 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
So each and every day from Monday up until Saturday, each and every day I'm doing something different. I'm not doing one thing from Monday up
until Saturday. Yeah, like it's strength and conditioning and stuff like that.
Yep.
So if you would go for a practice jog, yeah, just for practice, you're going running a little bit to clear your head. And what would be the distance, the minimum distance you would try to run?
Well, for me to clear my head, it takes something more than, it's either 10Ks or more for me to clear my head. For that day, I would say, no man, today I feel like I'm tired, so I just need to clear my head and I'll run 10Ks.
So if you're tired the day, you only run 10 kilometers.
Yes, that's when I'm tired. I'll run 10Ks.
Now, so just before we close off, what was your best time for a marathon yet?
The best time, okay, let me say, allow me to start today. My first marathon, it was 3 hours, 10 minutes.
Yes.
My first one in 2019. And then now the one recently that I've just ran in Cape Town in October, it was 2 hours, 32 minutes.
Yes. So that's almost a half an hour that's been cut off from your personal best time.
Yes, it is.
Sure.
And I'm looking to improve on that also this year.
Mm. Now, off air, we quickly talked about it beforehand. You said there's 3 races left this year for you.
Yes, there are 3 races left for me this year. That will say maybe SIPO. This is how far you can go. This is how ready you are.
Mm.
The first race, it will be on the second or the third of September in Clarence. It is a Titanic trail run in Clarence. So there, I'm looking maybe to go and run. It's either 35Ks or 50Ks.
Sure.
And that will depend on my training. And then the second race, it will be in Cape Town on the 15th of October. And then the last one, it will be in Joburg, Soweto Marathon. There I'll be running 21 kilometers.
Sure. And that trial run that's coming up here in Clarence, it's not a normal marathon. It's called a trial run for a reason, huh?
Yes, it's not a normal one, because mainly it's mainly on the mountains. It's not on the roadway. It's mainly on the mountains. And I did run that race last year. Then I came 5th position. And I was running 35 kilometers.
Mm.
So this year I'm looking maybe to run the same distance or maybe just to upgrade to 50 kilometers this year.
Yeah, also, this would be me now, but I would have run the 35Ks again and then just see if you can finish second or first even in your age group. No.
Yeah, that's also an option. But then also, the trail run normally, I use the trail run to prepare myself for marathons.
Yeah.
Just to go and then gain strength and then just put on some mileage on my feet, actually. Mm. That's the reason my main reason why I'm running the trail runs. I'm not looking maybe to run the best times and stuff.
Yeah.
Just to go there and then improve my mileage and then get those times in my leg.
Have you ever competed in the park run? I know that's only a 5K is on Saturdays. But is that something you enjoy?
Yes, I did compete on a park run, I think for 2 years.
Yeah.
Up until the COVID.
Yeah.
Then I participated in park run, and then one of the best times is mine. If you can go on the list, I think now I'm fourth, if not first.
Sure.
The fastest time in the park run in Clarence.
But so if you go to the top 10, multiple times would be yours, no?
Yeah, if you can check there. most, not even top 10, top 5, it will be mine.
Yeah.
Seriously, yeah.
Now, Sipo, I want to say to you, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you for everything you're doing in the community, not just the Working on Fire, but the working with children as well, making sure that they also got a bright future ahead of them. Is there any inspiring message that you want to close off with? Anything, if there's someone out there that says, no, I can't do this, man, do you have any words for them?
Well, for me, I always tell myself that each and every time, whenever I say I can't, that's the day where I'm going to do my best that day. So whoever that say I can't, it's only a way that saying I can't. But in your body, never.
Mm.
Never.
And we talked about it a bit off air as well. Like, let's say the day you say you can't, just start. Start off slowly. Like, let's use marathon as an example now. If you say you can't run today, just start off with 1 kilometer. After 1 kilometer, you feel, maybe I can do another 2 more, 3 more. And then just keep going.
Yes, that's the way. Mm. Yep.
Sipo, thank you very much for your time today. And with those last 3 marathons you've got this year, good luck. And I hope for the best, man.
Thank you very much, sir.
That was Sipo Mofokeng working for Working on Fire, as well as a great marathon runner. We wish him all the best.